The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is a beautiful day over Metro New Orleans. A few clouds in the sky, lots of sunshine, about 60 degrees outside right now. And in about 13 hours from now, Santa Claus will be making his grand flight all over the area, delivering lots of toys to boys and girls in the land. I'm Ian Ozan, filling in for Newell Norman. Newell, under the weather. You know if he could be here, he would be. But unfortunately, he can't be with us today, so I'm filling in and sitting across from your friend and mine, Chris Kringle. Santa Claus!
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas to you!
Merry Christmas to you too, my friend. It's been a fun first hour. We'll get back to the phone lines, the Oakenhart Jeweler Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870 in just a few minutes. Santa, I've got to ask you, with weather like this, especially when it's warmer than in the North Pole, how do you manage in that fur-lined suit?
Well, it is a little uncomfortable. It can be, but thankfully not terribly. And don't forget, tonight I will cover the entire world in a single night, which takes some doing, but it's always kind of chilly up where I am. Anyway, in direct answer to your question, I sure wish someone would invent an air-conditioned Santa suit.
I was going to ask you, because I've seen depictions of Santa on the beach wearing shorts and a short sleeve top. Do you have a summer outfit?
Actually, yes, I do. In fact, I was in town just a week or so ago for the annual Running of the Santas.
Oh, wow.
And I wore a Santa onesie. with short sleeves on the arms and the legs, but I did wear my regular Santa boots.
I have to ask you, because when you go to Running of the Santas, you see a bunch of Santa imposters. It's like going to Vegas and seeing a bunch of Elvises everywhere.
Oh, heaven yes.
How do you blend in when you're around everybody else who's dressed like you?
Oh, it's very easy. I just disappear into the crowd.
So just blend in and...
Oh, heavens, yes.
And go from there.
And occasionally I carry a beer bottle.
There you go. You have the perfect prop to make sure you blend in the French Quarter.
It's empty, of course.
Now, we talked about the travel. We've talked about the suit. You cover the world in a single night.
Yes.
For the reindeer, how are you able to get them conditioned and get them in shape to where they're able to make that flight?
Oh, well, it's a very good question. And we run periodically, we run artificial loops around the world just to make sure that everybody is in tip-top shape. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, my bride, Mrs. Claus, has a degree in reindeer management, and so she's very active in that end.
Now, I was watching TV a few weeks ago, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was on.
Oh, yes.
And they talk about the Island of Misfit Toys, and I've always wanted to know, is that a real thing?
No, unfortunately it isn't. I wish it were. But speaking of that, I will occasionally visit schools, and including some in this area, and I like to sing songs with those kids, and sometimes we'll sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But I always, when it's appropriate, I will say to the kids, listen to the words, because if you listen to it, you'll learn that Rudolph was different. He had a bright red nose, and that made him unusual, and so the other reindeer didn't like him at first. They always made fun of him, and they refused to let him play their reindeer games. But then, one night, that foggy Christmas Eve, it made all the difference that he was different, because his bright red nose led us through the fog to help us find all the boys and girls' houses. Mm-hmm. And so, after that, the reindeer realized how important it can be to be different. And so Santa asks the boys and girls, as he's talking to them, always, when people are different, when they look a little different, or they sound a little different, or they just act differently, then please go up and be their friend, because everybody needs friends.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that big difference will make all the difference.
And Rudolph gets a little help from the bonfires along the Mississippi River, especially
he
in St. James and St. John Parish.
Oh, my, yes.
That's going on tonight. You've been able to witness that for 300-some-odd years now.
Oh, heavens.
What's it like to be able to fly through and using those fires as your guide as you're making your way through the river parishes?
It is very important. In fact, if it weren't for that, we might not ever be able to find New Orleans.
Wow.
It isn't just the little villages and so on, the little settlements along that part of the river, but it helps us find the river and come all the way down to New Orleans.
There you go. So St. James Parish President Pete Dufresne, thank you for your continued public service.
Amen. And I'll say that to his face.
And you'll have a chance to see him tonight as you're flying over.
I will.
Speaking of seeing people, let's go back to the Oak and Hart Jewelers Talking Text Line, 504-260-1870. You'll be seeing Everett later on tonight. Well, you'll be seeing him when he's sleeping.
Yes, because I can't visit somebody's house if the babies and the children are not asleep.
Right, because you do know when they're awake.
Oh, yes.
Everett's on line one. Everett, you're on with Santa Claus.
Hello, Everett, and thank you for being so patient. What can I do for you this year?
I want a transport plane.
You do you?
Christmas.
A transport plane. What exactly is that?
It's a army plane, mm-hmm, that has some vehicles in it.
Oh, yes.
And stuff.
Yes, indeed. And the biggest airplane in the entire world is an airplane that the Air Force uses that flies large amounts of tanks and other things all over the world. And so I will see what I can find. I think I know what you mean.
Now, Everett, you sound a little bit young to be flying a transport plane. How old are you?
7.
You're 7. Are you able to fly a plane?
No.
I think what he wants is a toy size one.
Oh, I thought we were talking to a prodigy pilot.
Well, even the Air Force won't let them fly at that age.
No, you make a point. Well, Everett, Merry Christmas to you, and Santa will work on getting you that plane, okay?
I can't promise to bring it, but I promise I'll try.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to
Merry
all
Christmas,
of you.
Merry Christmas, Everett. Let's go to Neil and Cameron. They're on line two. Brother Duo here. Good morning, gentlemen. You're on with Santa Claus.
Hi. Well, who am I talking
Good
to
morning.
First?
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, who am I talking to first?
This is Neil.
Hi, Neil. And how old are you this year?
7
years old. That's a good age. I remember when I was 7 many, many, many years ago. Ho, 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 ho. And are you in second grade?
Yes.
I don't know my name.
Okay, he's going to say.
I'll get to that one. Don't worry. I promise I will. What would you like me to bring you most of all for Christmas, though?
Well, I would like to have a Deadpool Wolverine 2 pack figures, but I never seen the movie before.
Uh-huh.
But I would really like to have one, and I would like to have an SH Monster Arts Godzilla Evolve.
Well, I will work on that, okay?
We may have to get your parents' permission for the Deadpool versus Wolverine.
Well, maybe so, and that's always a good idea. We don't deliver presents that Mommy and Daddy don't approve of. And so that's an excellent point. Now, but Yes, darling.
Cameron. I believe that's Cameron. Yes. Is that true?
Is that Cameron?
I call my name Santa.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. How old is Cameron this year?
Three.
3 years. Okay. And what would you like me to bring you? Most of all, one thing.
Is it going to be Daddy O's?
The Transformers toy and Batwheels.
Well, I will try, okay?
I got Batwheels and that time. I got Batwheels.
Santa yes. cannot promise to bring things, but I promise I'll try
Batwheels.
To.
No, well, the Batwheels, we will work on that. Santa will try to work on that. And I'd imagine this is the Hot Wheel version of the Batmobile.
I would imagine it is.
Yes, say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Neil and Cameron. And thank you, Neil and Cameron's mom. Appreciate you calling in.
Oh, yes. So.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. Merry Christmas. Brian is on line three. Brian, you're on with Santa Claus. Merry Christmas.
Hello, Brian. How are you?
Good.
Okay. I hope so. And how old are you this year?
7
years old. Yes, that was a good year for me. I hope it is for you. And what would you like Santa to bring this year? One thing.
V-Bucks and Pokemon cards.
Oh, that sounds like more than one thing. But I will try both of those, okay? I can't promise, but I sure will try. Has your mama been good this year?
Yes.
Well, what should I bring your mama?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's all right. I'll find something to bring her, too, okay?
Yeah. If nothing else, a gift card will do.
Oh, yes. Everybody likes those. I will try my best to find something special for your mama. Merry Christmas to you, love.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Brian. Thank you. We appreciate you calling in. To quote the great, or to paraphrase the late, great Yogi Berra, gift cards just as good as cash.
He would have said that if they'd had them back then. Yes.
CJ is on the line. CJ, good morning. You're on with Santa Claus.
Hello.
Hello. What does CJ stand for?
So it stands for Christopher James.
That is a nice
good name.
It is.
Solid
yes.
name.
Yes. And
thank you.
What would you like Santa to bring this year?
Oh, yeah, this, yeah, okay, I can tell you that. So, yeah, I would just like a PS5 because I've seen a lot of good stuff on there.
Oh, I guess
really
there
cool.
are. Yeah, that's very popular.
Now, you mentioned a PlayStation 5. You're the first kid to call in wanting a gaming system who said a PS5. Why PlayStation over a Switch or one of the other consoles?
Well, I already have a Switch, and they're really fun to play with and all that.
Oh, okay. Well, I will work on it, okay? If I can, I will bring one, but I can't promise to get it because sometimes we just run out of things on the sleigh, you know?
I feel in the park.
Okay, so anyway, I will do my best. And have you been good this year?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, okay, I'll just check with the elves on that one. Anyway.
Yeah.
I will do my best to bring what you ask
now,
for.
I will vouch for CJ here because even though he said he thinks so, there was no hesitation there. It wasn't like earlier where we heard one kid, I think. No, CJ was quick on that one. So CJ, again, no promises on the PlayStation 5, but we'll do our best for you.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
All right, my friend.
Yeah, thank
Merry
you so
Christmas.
Much,
take care. Thank you, CJ. Natoya, Kaylee's, and Malik are on the line. Natoya, Kaylee's, Malik, a trio here. You're on with Santa Claus.
Okay. Who do I talk to first of all?
Kaylee.
Oh, okay, Kaylee. And how old are you this year?
5 years old.
Okay. That's a good age. And are you in school yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Until my teacher's from school.
Oh, I see. And what would you like Santa to bring most of all?
I want a Barbie dream house, like a tall Barbie dream house.
I will do my best, okay? I hope you've been good. And so I can't promise to bring it, but I will sure try. Now, let me talk to somebody else, okay?
Okay.
All right, darling.
That was Kaylee's. Natoya, Malik are there. Who's next?
Who is next?
Malik.
Malik. Oh, that was an exuberant Malik.
Yes, indeed. Have you been good this year, Malik?
Yeah.
All righty. And what would you like Santa to bring?
Power crew.
Well, that would be nice. I will see what I can do, okay? And who's next?
And Natoya, I think, is our last. Thank you, Malik. And I think Natoya is our last guest on this call. Go ahead, Natoya.
Hi, I'm Mom. Thank you, Santa.
Oh, you are welcome. Have you been good this year, Latoya?
I have. I've been wonderful.
Whoa. Well, okay. I'll take your word for it. And what would you like for Christmas?
I'd like a new car.
Oh, you haven't been that good, dear. Well, I'll work on what I can do, okay? Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, Santa.
Thank you. Appreciate you. When Malik said he wanted the power toys, I thought he said he wanted power tools.
Oh, well, he may have.
I don't know. Maybe that.
Well, I'll take both, just in case.
There you go. Grayson is on the line. Grayson has baby siblings, Coleman tells me. Grayson, you're on with Santa Claus. Go ahead.
Hi. How many baby siblings do you have, boys or girls? Got to count
one.
Them
up. Oh. It's a girl.
One of each, or just one girl. Is that right?
Yeah, I have a.
Okay.
And I have a brother.
Uh-huh. Okay. And is he older or younger than you?
Younger.
Okay. And does that all of them?
Yeah.
Okay. That's enough. Well, what can I bring you for Christmas this year?
A new Nintendo Switch game.
Oh, well, I'll work on that.
Any game in particular?
I can't promise, but I will try.
No.
So just any game for the Switch, you'll take it.
We'll see what we can do. Anyway, how about your brother and sister? What should I bring them? I guess you're the
for
big.
For Auden?
Yeah. For.
I think.
I'm stroking my beard.
Yeah, we're all trying to divine the answer to this one.
Yes. Well, I'll find.
I think he would. A bear.
Yes, everybody likes teddy bears. And how about your baby sister?
Maybe a
second teddy bear.
A rattle.
She's really young. So a teddy bear and a rattle.
Well,
and we should be covered.
I will work on all of that, my friend. And thank you for calling.
Thank you, Grayson. We appreciate you checking in. It's 11:26 on Christmas Eve, 11:26 a.m. We should note you have about 12 hours to do everything you need to do before you get in bed, because Santa sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. And you better be good, for goodness sake, because it's Christmas Eve. Santa is on the way. Have you ever sung that at karaoke?
Oh, yes, many times. Well, I just sing it usually with the school kids.
Oh, well, there you go. That counts. He is Santa Claus. He is live on the Newell Norman Christmas Special, Newell's Under the Weather. I'm Ian Ozan filling in. We have more calls on the line, 504-260-1870. That is the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. If you want to call in or your kids want to call in, have them call now. Lines are open. Operator is standing by. 504-260-1870. You can also text us at that number and tell us your Christmas wish there as well. I'm Ian Ozan. He's Chris Kringle. This is the Santa Claus Special on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, Newell's off today. Ian Ozan filling in. Santa Claus sitting right across from us. And Santa, listening to the last hour and a half of phone calls, I've heard a bunch of interesting wishes. Hot Wheels, Pokemon. Someone mentioned a PlayStation after we heard of a bunch of Nintendo Switch requests. I feel like I'm back in the late 90s or the early 2000s. Are the old toys popular again?
Well, they have never been more or less popular. It's been an ongoing thing for a number of years. One thing I noticed this year I do what I call a laptop survey. Mm-hmm. Starting usually around Thanksgiving when I make visits and so on, and I question the boys and girls. I always ask them what one thing they want most for Christmas. And this year there has been no trend.
Oh, wow.
For the first time ever. There's nothing new out there that is attracting that much attention. And so some of the old things are recurring again, which I think is cool.
It is. It gives the parents and the kids an opportunity to link up, and those generational bonds are able to form. Now, we haven't heard any Cabbage Patch dolls pop up yet, though.
No, I hope we never do again. But so far, so good. But no, I haven't heard any of those for a while.
Let's go back to the phone line. Eli, Ezra, and Elsie are on hold. Eli, Ezra, Elsie, you're on with Santa Claus.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Merry Christmas to you. Thank you very much. Who do I talk to first of all? Who is first?
Eli, is that you?
Yeah.
Okay, Eli. Step a little closer to the telephone if you can, so I can hear you.
Sounds like they're in the car headed to Christmas vacation.
Well, that may be.
What we'll do is...
I want to vlog for that match.
Uh-huh.
And the bus, please.
Well, I will try, okay? I can't promise, now, listen. Everybody else has to be quiet so Santa can hear everybody, okay? So, now, who is next? Speak louder.
Your name.
I want to.
I heard Elsie there. Is that Elsie?
Yes.
Okay. Are you?
We have shy folks who are calling in. Remember, when you call the show, you can't be shy.
What? Okay. Go ahead.
What do you want for Christmas, Elsie?
A doggy. Well, I don't know because, and maybe they weren't listening earlier. Sometimes pets don't make good Christmas presents because when we flying past a rainbow on Christmas Eve, and you'd be surprised how many there are. The doggies and the kitty cats too like to jump out and slide down the rainbow. And then I've got to stop the doggone sled and pick up the puppy dog. And
got to stop the doggone sled because the dogs are going.
Yes, they are. Good, very true. Have we heard from everybody?
Ezra, I don't think we've heard from Ezra yet. Oh, Ezra, are you still there?
See ya.
Yes.
Okay. What can Santa bring you this year, Ezra? A pony. Well, there isn't much room on the sleigh, but you never know.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard phone as well, but I wasn't sure because I've heard people wish for ponies before.
Yes.
And as we've mentioned before, livestock on the sleigh don't exactly work out.
Rarely.
But a phone is manageable.
Yeah, maybe so. I'm not going to promise I bring it, but I promise I'll try, okay?
Thank you, Ezra, and thank you, Eli and Elsie. We appreciate you calling in, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Let's go to Harper on line three. Harper, you're on with Santa Claus.
Hi, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, my darling, and Merry Christmas to you, too. How old are you, Harper?
I'm 9.
9 years old. That's a good age. And what would you like most of all for Santa to bring? What one thing?
I want world peace.
Oh, don't we all, my love? And unfortunately, that Santa is something I've been working on that for hundreds of years now. But I don't know if I can come up with that. That requires a whole lot of other people to participate. But I sure will work on it, okay?
Okay.
All right,
Harper. How old did you say you are?
9.
What school do you go to?
Sacred Heart.
Sacred Heart is teaching you well. If all you want is world peace for Christmas, they're doing something right at Sacred Heart. So kudos to your school, your parents, and to you as well. Merry Christmas, child.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well said, and thank you for calling.
Let's go to Abby, Lily, and Franco. They are on line 4. Abby, Lily, Franco, not a law firm. Children wanting to speak to Santa Claus.
Hi.
Hi. Okay,
Hi.
Now who do I talk to first?
Franco.
A unanimous decision there.
It sounds like, yes. Franco must be. Franco, is Franco the big brother?
No, little brother.
Oh, the little brother.
Three.
Okay. And what would Franco like to have for Christmas this year? I will work on that, okay? And how about the rest of you?
Abby, Lily, who's next?
Me. Lily.
Lily.
I want a Barbie house.
You do, a Barbie house.
That's the second one we've heard in this
last
hour.
Let me write that down. That is a very popular thing. I can't promise to bring it, but I sure will try. And how about you, love? Who's left? Abby?
Abby, yep. Abby, you there?
Yes, a mini fridge.
A mini fridge.
Are you a college student?
No.
No. Oh, how old are you then? You sound a little young to ask for a mini fridge.
Not yet, but...
11.
Okay, 11, yeah. If you want to have your own cold drinks, I guess that makes sense.
And
a Capri Sun here, a Sprite there.
I
makes
was going
sense.
To say, what would you keep in there? You're too young for beer, I think.
Maybe
this,
Capri Sun.
Oh, Capri Sun. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe if I can find one, I will try my best, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Abby, welcome, and thank darling. You, Lily and Franco. Merry Christmas. Let's go to Zoe and Bo. They're holding on line 5. Zoe and Bo, Merry Christmas. You're on with Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you both very much. And who do I talk to first of all?
Is
Zoe. Okay.
Zoe.
Okay. Ladies first. Here we go. And what do you want most of all?
A kitten for baby doll that says meow.
Oh, a baby doll that says meow.
She wants a kitten.
Oh,
okay.
I see. Well, I don't know. We'll try, okay? I can't promise kitty cats or puppy dogs.
Now, Zoe, I asked earlier because somebody else asked for a little kitty cat. Are you ready for the responsibility of owning a cat?
I want a pretend kitty cat.
Oh, a pretend kitty cat. So a stuffed kitty might work.
Well, we'll work on that. I hope I can find one for you, okay?
Okay,
darling. Now, let me speak with Bo.
Bo, what do you want?
Bo knows Christmas, by the way.
What do you want for Christmas?
Let's see. One thing, most of all.
One thing. A car or a truck?
Oh, a truck.
A truck?
A truck.
Yeah.
Well, I will try my best. I hope I can find a good one. Now, has your mama been good this year?
Yeah.
Well, good. What do you think I should bring your mama for Christmas?
A pretty ring.
Oh, I heard a pretty ring. Both women are telling Bo, say a pretty ring.
Well,
I think we know what Santa has to look for tonight.
I do indeed. And
we'll go find that truck. We'll go find the Tonka truck, roll it in the back, it'll have a pretty ring.
Maybe.
There you go. Okay.
I can't promise to bring things, and this applies to the big kids too, but I promise I'll try.
Thank you, Zoe and Bo. Thank you, Zoe and Bo's mom. We appreciate you. Merry Christmas. Alvin's holding on line 1. Let's go ahead and check in with Alvin. I think he's an older kid. Elwin, I'm sorry. Elwin, go ahead. You're on line 1. You're on with Santa Claus.
Hi, my friend. How are you?
Hi, Santa Claus. How are you doing today?
Oh, if I were any better, it would be...
Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. If I were any better, it would probably be illegal. I am so good. Anyway, what can I do for you, my friend?
I want a new coach and a winning season next year for the Saints.
Oh, I see. So get rid of the temporary coach and start all over again, right?
And I'm on a winning season for the Saints next year. I've been a Saints fan since I was, 5 years old?
Well, and how old are you now?
I'm 63.
Then never give up hope, my friend. Never give up
hope. He's been around that long. I don't think he has.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. Well, okay. Who do you think would make a good coach this year?
There's so many of them out there.
Yes, there are.
I think the best coach will be one from, I'm going to say from the college rank.
Well, right. I will look into that. I don't think I have much influence with them, but you never know.
Thank you, Elwin. By the way, I have to ask.
Ian, before we go somebody had called crying, and they were very touched by Harper's plea for world peace. I just want to make mention of that. So, Harper, great job. You're touching people's eyes.
Yes,
round of applause to Harper.
Absolutely.
9 years old, a student at Sacred Heart, saying all she wants for Christmas is world peace. I think you've made a lot of new friends here in the New Orleans metro and across the world, Harper, including Frank from Long Island. He's checking in on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Says, Happy Christmas and Merry New Year to everyone in the WWL radio audience from Long Island. Hope Santa brings you guys everything you want and your families, too.
There we are. Merry Christmas to him.
Indeed. Franklin, Long Island, thank you for listening. We appreciate you checking in all the way from New York. I'm Ian Ozan. He's Santa Claus. Coleman in the on the ones and twos in the booth. We'll pause for a break. We'll come back. More calls on the Oakenhard Jewelers Talking Text line at 504-260-1870. Santa Claus live on the Big 870 WWL right after this. Mules under the weather today. Ian Ozan filling in with Santa Claus sitting across from me in the Big 870 studios. We go back to the Oakenhard Jewelers Talking Text line, 504-260-1870. Elise, Zoe, and Sabrina are on the line. Sounds like a girl group.
It does indeed. And are you all sisters?
Yes.
Well, good for you. I wish I had sisters. All I have is reindeer. It's no fun. Anyway. What would you like, Santa? Who's going to talk to me first?
We're all going to, because we all want the same thing, we're all going to say it at the same time.
Oh, we are. Well, can I ask a question or two first?
Sure.
Well, okay. Let's start with how old you are.
I'm 15.
Uh-huh.
I'm 13.
Okay.
I'm 9.
Oh, well, all right. Those are good ages. And then... 1, 2, 3, when you're ready, tell me what you want most of all for Christmas.
We want a go-kart.
A go-kart.
And you know, that is smart on your part.
Golf.
The three of you, a golf cart. The three of you want the same thing. It's a combined gift. Now, a golf cart on the sleigh may be a little difficult.
It's a little awkward.
But I like the idea of the three of you teaming up wanting the same gift, because that makes life easy for Santa and the people who have to coordinate with Santa.
Well, that's a good possibility. I don't know. If we can find room on the sleigh, I will do my best.
Now, okay? I have to ask.
Okay.
If you get this golf cart,
yes.
Who's going to be the driver?
Me.
Well, there are three of you. Which one is me?
All of them.
Elise.
Okay, Elise. All right. The older sister, the oldest sister, to be grammatically correct, will be the driver. Well, Elise, if you get your golf cart, please promise us you'll be safe and take care of Zoe and Sabrina, okay?
Well, I have a sneaky suspicion that they're actually going to take turns. And they may even wrestle about who wins.
Do the Festivus feats of strength a few days late.
Thank you, Santa. Thank you.
Thank you, Elise. Thank you, Zoe. Thank you, Sabrina.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. At 11:50, the Oakenhard Jewelers Talk and Text line is wide open. 504-260-1870 is the phone number for you to call or text to talk to Santa Claus.
Mm.
Operators are standing by to take your call and to get you on the air with Santa Claus.
Real Santa.
Yes.
I want to make that clear. There are many, many imitations, but only one real Santa Claus.
Yeah, who was it? Was it Nature Boy Buddy Rogers back in the day who used to say, I've lost my train of thought.
Accept no imitations.
Could you please bring me memory, better memory, for Christmas?
Yes. Well, no, I can't help with that. I'm afraid you're just too darned old.
Often imitate it, never duplicate it.
There you go. Okay.
The memory is a little bit slow. I'm running Windows 95 in my brain right now.
Okay. Yeah.
Which, for those of you who are old enough to have wanted a computer with Windows 95, you may need to schedule your doctor's appointment for the beginning of the year. As we go to break at 11:51 on this Christmas Eve, again, phone lines open at 504-260-1870. You want to serenade us and take us out to break, huh?
Well, of course. Let's sing together,
all right,
shall we?
Let's do it.
You'd better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list.
He's checking it twice.
Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake.
Ba-dum-bum-bum.
Oh, you better watch out.
You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to New Orleans.
That's right. He is coming to New Orleans tonight. 11:52, that means a little more than 12 hours away. 12 hours, 7 minutes, and 20 seconds and counting until Santa Claus comes to New Orleans and the surrounding environs. So make your list, check it twice, and make sure you're in bed within the next 12 hours or so. We'll pause for a break. Back with more Santa Claus Live right after this on the Big 870 WWL. And we're back on the Big 870 WWL, the Newell Norman annual Christmas special. Santa Claus is here. Newell is under the weather. I'm Ian Ozan filling in. Hudson and Reagan are on the line. Santa Claus, ready to talk to them?
I'd be happy to.
Hudson, Reagan, Merry Christmas. You're on with Santa.
Merry Christmas to you both. And who do I talk to first? Thank you, my darling. Thank you, sweetheart. And Merry Christmas to you both. Who do I talk to first of all?
Hudson.
Oh, okay. And how old are you?
16.
Well, okay. And what do you want most of all for Santa to bring you this year?
A motorcycle.
Oh, a motorcycle.
Well, I think you may be a little young for that, but we'll see. I'm not one to judge. So we'll just see what happens, okay? I can't promise it, but maybe we can do it. We'll see. Okay?
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you, Hudson.
Love.
And Reagan, are you still there?
Yes.
All right, darling. And what would you like Santa to bring for you?
I would like a Sephora gift card.
Well, gift cards are awfully nice because you can use them for a lot.
Now, you said Sephora, correct? Now, how old are you, Reagan?
I'm 8.
You're 8, so you're already into makeup and things like that. So Sephora gift card would go a long way towards that, huh?
Yes.
Yes. Every 8-year-old wants makeup and such. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and every 8-year-old girl's mother wants them to have their own makeup so they don't dip into theirs.
Well, that could be true. That could be true.
And I hear Hudson Reagan's mom laughing in the background. I know Santa's going to ask you, have you been good this year?
I am indeed.
Mom has been very good this year.
Put up or shut up, Mom. Well, okay. What can I bring you for Christmas this year?
Mom would like a nice vacation to an adult exclusive resort.
I can understand.
So see what you can do, Santa.
I feel your pain.
I'm reading between the lines there. We will see what we can do for you.
I will try my best.
Hudson Reagan, Merry Christmas. Hudson Reagan's mom, Merry Christmas to you, too. We appreciate you calling in.
Merry Christmas, guys. Thank you, Santa.
Bye-bye, everybody.
For a moment, I thought Reagan would say she wanted Gorbachev to tear down the wall, but unfortunately, she may have been a little bit too young for that.
Yes, the wrong Reagan.
We are at near the top of the 12 o'clock hour. We have 1 minute to go before we hit the top of the hour news with Chris Miller. When we come back in about 7 minutes from now, we are going to resume the phone calls. Annabella and Travis are on hold. So Annabella, Travis, stay with me. Stay on the line. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take your call immediately when we come back in about 7 or so minutes from now. Also, Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is open, 504-260-1870. If you want to speak to Santa, you have 1 hour left to do it. So call now. Don't delay. Call today.
I promise we are not going to sing again.
No, we won't sing again. But Santa will be here taking your last-minute request for another hour. He's here till 1 o'clock. 504-260-1870 is the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line number. He's Santa Claus. I'm Ian Ozan. In for Newell Norman. We'll pause for the top of the hour news with Chris Miller. We're back after this on the Big 870 WWL and from coast to coast and around the world at WWL.com and the Odyssey app.